Hey guys, Anchor just launched a new feature called Listener Support. If you enjoy listening to our show, you can now support us by subscribing to one of our plans starting at just 99 cents a month. By donating to our podcast, you'll be supporting our sensitive soda habits and eventually helping us upgrade our gear to bring you an overall better show experience. For more information, visit anchor.fm/twoguysonset.
And also, subscribe to us on iTunes and get notified when new episodes are available.
Let's start the show.
Quiet on set. Rolling camera. Rolling sound. And action.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Guys on Set Podcast with your hosts, Jaime and
Gary.
Oh,
how you doing, Gary?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro.
Hey, me too.
What's going on in the world of Gary Dunkel?
Well,
cool story, bro.
You know what I mean? A little bit of that.
We need a little bell that goes bing,
bing.
Know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Bing. we are Two Guys on Set Podcast. We are a weekly podcast where we talk about behind-the-scenes stories from working in the film and TV industry, along with, you know,
behind-the-scenes stories,
the inside scoops.
We try to keep it funny too.
Yeah, and
inside scoops.
Sometimes we'll do interviews with crew members,
and they'll show someone educational too.
Yeah,
for newbies that want to get in the biz.
Yeah, if you ever thought about working in the film industry, we'll give you some tips,
some pointers.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about today, Jaimito?
What I want to do is I want to run through an actual call sheet from a job, and just for the newbies, this one's going to be a good show for the newbies that want to get into the industry. Run down what everybody does, or you know what everybody on the call sheet does.
Yeah.
So you want to start?
Let's do this.
Director.
Director.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? That's the guy that goes, hey, I like this, but let's do it this way.
Everybody knows our director.
Yeah, everyone knows what I am.
This one's, so I'm running through an actual call sheet from a real job.
Mm-hmm.
Executive producer.
Also known as sometimes the financier.
The money backer.
Yeah, the money guy.
Money guy. This particular job has three executive producers.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Big job.
And then right behind or below is the actual producer.
Producer.
He handles the produce, right?
Yes, he handles the tomatoes, the cucumbers.
And the watermelons.
The guava.
the kumquats. So this is from top to bottom. So right below the producer, you have the production supervisor, also known as the PM, production manager.
They are the ones that...
he's like the store manager.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say so.
They hire the employees.
Yeah.
A.K.A. crew.
Crew. Vendors.
All the vendors, yeah.
Make sure keeps everybody in check. Make sure you're coming in. You're doing your time card correctly.
Yeah. Making sure the job wraps on time, or if not, pays people overtime.
Mm-hmm. He does budgets.
Yeah.
He tells the producer what's going on. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a problem over here. Grip is telling us they want $2,000 more. What do you think?
And then the producer's like, nah.
Nah.
I need a latte.
He says, cool story, bro. Below the production manager or production supervisor is the commercial coordinator.
Uh-huh.
He's like the assistant manager.
Yes.
I think so.
That's a good way to put it.
He or she is the one that handles the paperwork and insurances and I'll fax you this and...
They basically kind of help put the job together.
Right.
In other words, like, you know, emailing producers and printing up storyboards and
all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
putting the start paperwork.
Prints out the call sheet.
Yeah. Pretty much brings it all together.
Paperwork stuff.
Yeah.
Usually below the coordinator, there'd be an office PA.
Right.
Right.
Who
but the PAs are always slumped with the other PAs. But.
Yeah. Office PA is the office production assistant.
Yeah.
Helps the coordinator and the PM and the producer.
So below that, we got the ADs, which is the first assistant director, which is what it is what it's what I just said is the
yeah,
assistant they, to the director.
They basically run the set.
They run the set. They dictate. They run the show. Mm-hmm. Below the first is the second assistant director,
mm-hmm. which will handle the talent.
Talent contracts, background.
Unless there's a second,
which deals with the background, right?
Which is funny because so I've noticed recently. I saw a movie recently, and it had it listed as the third assistant.
There's
director.
Actually a third.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that before.
It's
either.
Always second.
That's
then
always like
second,
the joke.
Second.
What are you, the third? Third?
Yeah. I should look this up. But do you know where second came from? Like, why is it not just the third?
What exactly?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why they got to make things difficult?
Is it a union thing? I don't know.
We're going to get back to you. If anybody knows the answer to this.
We should know because we're working in the industry.
Yeah, we'll learn one day.
The next category would be camera department. So they start with the director of photography.
Yeah.
The DP.
Also known as the cinematographer on some jobs if they're fancy.
He basically only talks to the director.
Yeah.
Right? And the camera dudes.
And the first AD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the guy that makes... what's actually shown on camera.
Yeah.
He lines it up and makes it look nice.
Right.
And he also worked closely with the gaffer.
Yes.
And maybe the best boy grip? But mostly the gaffer.
The gaffer and key grip.
Because
basically the DP will say, okay, I want it to look like this. I want this year. He'll tell the gaffer, and then the gaffer will tell the grip, or they'll all talk together.
Right.
And they'll just... go and do what the DP wants and just do whatever to get his look.
Below him, I have a camera operator.
Okay. Like a B cam?
No, because they have the first AC, a second AC, and a first AC B cam.
Oh, okay.
So the camera operator is who?
So camera operator would be for like if there's a second camera.
Yeah.
Or I've worked on jobs where the DP sets everything up and then has a camera op shoot it. And the DP just watches the monitor with the director.
Why wouldn't it just be another AC?
Well, no, because he's actually running the camera.
But don't the AC run the camera?
No.
First AC? No?
No, they pull focus.
First AC, that's right.
First AC pulls focus.
Yeah, you're right. Oh.
Yeah.
On this job, we had a first and a second and a first for B cam. So I guess, yeah, we had two cameras on that one.
Yeah.
So below that is the DIT.
Okay.
What does DIT stand for?
Digital Imaging Technician.
I didn't know that one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Someone told me a long time ago, and I was like, what? Oh, okay. And then I forgot.
Yeah, they basically take... So, 90%...
The shot footage.
Yeah, 90%
of the... He's the guy that basically replaced the loader, the film loader.
Yes. So, 90% of the jobs are shot on digital now. So, he takes the cards out of the camera. Like, they're, you know, not SD cards. Well, it could be, depending on the camera, but... He takes all the cards, CFast cards or whatever, out of the camera and loads them into his computer and puts them on the hard drives and transcodes the footage. And
yeah.
Sometimes colorizes
color,
the
Yeah, sometimes color corrects to the DP's specifications.
Yeah.
The next department we have is the grip department.
Okay.
And it starts off with the key grip, obviously.
Yeah.
So keys in front of every department is the
They're
leader,
the department leader, heads.
The heads, right.
Yeah.
And the key grip... Does he do a lot of the labor? I think he dictates more.
He dictates more, but he does sometimes do a lot of labor. I worked on a job recently where the key grip had recently broke his leg.
Mm.
So he was walking around with a cane 90% of the time.
And just telling his guys what to do.
Yeah. Depending he would pitch in here and there,
right.
But...
Depends on the shoot. Like, if it's a big budget, I'm sure he's just dictating.
Yeah.
Which is the guy below him, which is the best boy grip.
Yeah. You know, best boy grip.
It's a weird one, right? Because it's what is?
Yeah, I feel like from the ones that I've talked to, it sounds like pretty much the key grip relays the information to the best boy grip,
and the best boy grip
kind of executes it,
right?
The best way they know how with the other grips. The grip. All right, so grips are basically they like rig stuff up.
Yeah.
So.
When you have a car shoot, they're the ones that rig up the whole...
The mount onto the car.
The mount, yeah.
They put, speed rails. They mount it to the car.
Right. They also have other guys that have the C-stands that block sun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put up flags to control the lighting.
Yep.
And they work closely in conjunction with the electronic department.
Yeah. setting up stands for lights. And
right.
It's honestly grip. They probably have the heaviest things to lift.
Yeah.
Most of the time. They're not kind, all the time, but most of the
they're
time.
They're kind
of
like the handyman of the set. Like
yeah.
They yeah. fix shit and they build stuff for the shoot. The yeah. next one in command would be the dolly grip.
Yep.
Ooh. He just basically kind of deals with the dolly, which yeah. is what the camera sits on. And
right. Unless that last job he did, the dolly grip is too old to touch the dolly, and he just stands by.
And then he has the PAs move the dolly yeah. for him.
We worked on a job where the dolly grip was in his mid-70s.
Yeah, he was up there.
And he couldn't even like really push the dolly.
Can we get a couple of PAs to take my dolly down the stairs? Yeah.
I feel like this guy just sat on a apple box the whole time. Like
I saw him.
Like the yeah. other guys were moving the dolly yeah, for him, dude. And he'd he was just watching.
Walkie. Yeah, he'd get on the walkie like, "We need to move that flag over there."
Yeah,
and the guys would run into it.
I'm like, "This guy is the life."
Yeah,
like King Grip over here.
King Grip.
King Dolly Grip.
The next two are Grip and Grip Driver. So Grip obviously just is the guy that helps the other grips.
Yeah,
the setting grip up. Driver C-stand. Is the guy that brings all the equipment in the truck, mm-hmm. drives it in, usually in a 10-ton.
Yeah. Speaking of grip driver, I heard that they get double rate.
They're hyphenates.
Because they're also Teamsters. Yeah. So they're making
a killing.
Like 1,000 a day.
Yeah, because they and then they get paid portal to portal. So yeah. they start when they pick up the truck.
Right. So they're getting OT on top of all of the mad double rates money. Too.
They're making mad money.
Life goals.
Mm-hmm. The next department is art department. Which is the heaviest thing a PA carries.
Yeah.
So the first in command is the production designer.
Yep.
He's the one that kind of like designs the set and how it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He sketches it up maybe sometimes.
Yeah, depending on the job. Right. Yeah. Otherwise, it's, you know, they design like if they have to build sets and stuff like that, they kind of control how that's going to look.
Yeah, and then the one below him is the assistant art director.
Mm-hmm.
And he works with the designer to obviously yep. get a certain look on set.
Yeah, whatever the director is looking for.
Right, and then you get the set decorator.
Yep, they fill it in. So if it's like a living room scene, they will put pictures on the wall. Right. They'll put, you know,
a certain a color TV. Scheme. Like if it's a certain color scheme where like, oh, the pillows of the couch have to match the photos on the wall, like that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah, they'll buy the pillows or right. rent them or whatever.
And then you on this particular job, we have a bunch of set dressers, which mm-hmm. is basically the guys that carry all the stuff in and set it all up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like they'll be the guys hanging up the pictures.
Right.
Or, you know.
And then we have an art driver. He's the guy that drives the truck
mm-hmm.
that brings all the stuff. And then we move into props. We have a mm-hmm. prop master.
So that's an interesting thing. People always get confused between set decoration and props.
Props only deals with, like, say you're working with a product, like a cell phone. Yeah. He deals with the cell phone.
Yeah, prop is basically anything that the actors hold
on yeah. camera.
If it's, like, something... Like, for example, if it's a remote control that's sitting on the coffee table, that's set decoration, not a prop.
Right.
But if the actor picks it up, then it's a prop.
And he's dealing with it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people always get confused with that.
This job had a prop assistant. Obviously, an assistant to the prop master.
Mm-hmm.
He probably yeah. gets all the props together and sends it to the prop master.
Yeah.
Next department is the vanities.
Mm-hmm.
Key costumer.
Yep, they depending on the job, they could be designing costumes.
They could, yeah.
Yeah. Or they could just be shopping at Target.
Could be. That's true. Although they do have shoppers.
That's true.
She just basically, she'll say, hey, go find me this Nike jacket.
Yeah.
And they'll have a shopper get it.
Yeah, this is what it looks like. Go find it.
Next one would be the wardrobe assistant.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that she's... Or she or he.
Yeah.
They're the ones that put all the wardrobe together. Like, I think they're kind of categorized according to
actor. And then day. And then if it's like a feature, it could be like day one or right. something. Or, you know, based on where it is in the story.
Right. And on this job, they have second wardrobe assistant and third wardrobe assistant. So obviously,
this had a big budget.
Well, this was the one where we shot at an actual clothing store.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
The commercial was for a clothing store.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And after that, we have hair and makeup. We obviously know what they do. They
do hair and makeup.
They make up the actors on set.
Yeah, and they'll be on set on standby to fix things before they start powder shooting.
Up, make sure you don't look shiny. Next department is the audio, visual, script, and BTS department, which is starts with VTR. What does VTR stand for?
Video.
You know that one?
Video. What is it? Video something recording. I'm going to go with video technical recording.
VTR. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. I always forget.
Videotape recorder? No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because they actually... Yes, that's correct. Because they actually do hit record.
VTR is the videotape recorder.
They're linked up to the camera, and they're the ones that hit speed. Like, they hit record for the cameras.
All right.
Yeah. So VTR basically on a commercial...
He's the playback guy.
Yeah.
Playback's the video.
Yeah.
That they just shot.
So on a commercial, they usually have a VTR, which will link his cables up to the camera, and then it'll also, he'll have monitors for the director and the clients and stuff like that, and he's right. The one that's controlling all of that, like what everybody's seeing,
mm-hmm.
as far as like video feed-wise.
Right. And he plays back to the director, because the director's like, let me see the last one.
Yeah.
And he'll play it back.
Yeah.
Next one would be the sound mixer. Obviously, the sound guy. And there's a boom operator that comes with him.
Mm-hmm.
He holds the mic on set.
Yeah, and the sound mixer will make sure it sounds good.
That's a sweet job, too, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to do sound, but that's so, like...
That thing...
It's probably the hardest one to get into, man.
Yeah, I thought about it, too, but, like, being a boom operator, that's... I don't know. It just hurts my arms after a while.
Yeah.
Like, having to hold the mic like that for so long.
Right.
And sometimes you got to do it for long takes. And,
yep. They're not light, dude.
No, yeah.
Next one on the list is the script supervisor.
Mm-hmm. They sit usually to the right of the director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, I learned that's like a thing. They always try and sit to the right of the director.
He or she usually sits next to the director.
And they take notes for the editor, specifically.
And they're basically there for continuity reasons, right? Make sure everything matches.
Yeah, and they'll take notes. Like, if the director's like... I like this take. They'll write down in their script Bible. So they call it. It'll be like scene 17, take 3, good take. Like, they'll keep track of all that Bible. For the editor.
Yep.
So the editor can just
also,
go through.
Also supervises the actual script. Make sure they're saying the right
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the right lines.
Right.
Yeah, if they're doing like, you know, they'll make sure their lines are right every time.
True that.
Yeah.
Next one is the next department. Is the location / Teamster department.
Uh-huh.
Starts with the location manager.
Yep, he's the guy that...
works with permits, talks to neighbors.
He actually finds the location.
Finds locations to shoot.
Yeah, the director will probably just tell him, like, I want a house. And he'll go out and find
me a white house with the picket fence.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Hardwood floors.
Yeah, and the location manager will find it and then get the permits for it.
Yep.
He'll pay for the location.
He'll find crew parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere for us to park at.
Yeah.
And then the other neighbors know that we're going to be fucking making a racket in their neighborhood.
Yeah. And then he gets to deal with all the complaints from the neighbors after he tells them.
All the complaints that come along with it. Why is she in here at 9 o'clock?
Yeah. We're trying to sleep. What are you doing? Enough. Enough. Can you turn off those lights? Jesus. We're trying to sleep here. It's 8 p.m., goddammit.
You have to yell rolling each time.
My husband, Ronaldo Fryman, is sleeping.
Next one on the list is a site rep.
Site rep.
He is the person that is like the liaison to the house. Like, say you're shooting at a house, and he's like, this is my house.
I am the captain now.
I am the captain now. So he or she says, you can't shoot in that room, or you know, he's basically the house manager.
Yeah, and he'll
if we're shooting at a house.
Yeah, they basically are. Yeah, they're the liaison.
They represent the site.
They represent the owners or whoever. Yeah.
Next one on the list is we're going to Teamsters now, which is the gang boss. Gang boss. That's a good one because a lot of people are like, hey, go talk to the gang boss, like Talenta. And be like, who is...
Yeah, that just sounds scary.
The gang boss.
Go talk to the gang boss. Is Don Corleone here? Like, what is this?
What are we, the mob?
Yeah, what is this? That name just sounds...
It sounds intimidating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds... Yeah. Like, is this guy going to be wearing...
The gang boss said you can't park there. Oh, shit. I'm going to wear it right now.
Oh, shit. He's gonna shoot me. He might knife me. He's in the gang. I don't know.
Is he
going
to dump me in the river?
Yeah.
What's going on? below the gang boss is the motorhome driver, Moho driver.
Yeah. Oh, actually, side note, I don't think we actually even said what the gang boss was.
Oh, that's right.
He's the boss of the gang. Yeah.
Of Teamsters.
He's the guy. No, he decides where the trucks are going to park and how they're going to park.
He usually goes in the scout. And, he figures where all the stuff is going to go, like truck-wise.
And exactly how they're going to park.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get to the location if you're driving a truck?
And he hires the other Teamsters, like van drivers.
And the Moho driver.
The motorhome driver. Although, no, motorhome driver sometimes is hired by the PM.
Or they come with the motorhome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one on the list was the motorhome driver. We know who that is. The motorhome is the one that carries the production office.
Yeah.
Or...
sometimes the talent rooms.
Well, that's the next one on the list is the honey wagon driver.
Yeah.
So why do they call it a honey wagon? I would love to know the backstory of that.
Yeah.
Honey wagon.
Honestly, I've never knew that one.
I don't know either. I gotta Google that one. Honey wagon driver usually drives the motorhome where the talent usually goes to rest after each take or just sits when they're ready.
Basically, the talent's trailer.
Yeah. Star wagon. Then we have two pass van drivers. We know what those are. Those are the dudes that bring crew to set from crew parking.
Mm-hmm. 15 passenger vans.
And the next, they have it labeled as support.
Support.
Which brings us to the PAs.
Oh. that's what we are now.
I guess, support. We're just support now.
Wow.
And this one had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 PAs.
Wow.
And none of them answered the walkie.
Well, they were busy.
We're doing a thing.
You know what I mean?
And this one that's actually labeled Office PA. Obviously, worked in the office with the production manager, production coordinator.
Yeah.
Production truck driver.
Picks up all the production supplies. All the gear.
Picks up the dolly.
The dolly, yeah.
Tables and chairs, director's chairs, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Camera truck driver, which on this one is an awesome one because it's me.
Hey!
What I did on this job is I go pick up all the camera gear that gets prepped at the camera place, and my job is to make it show up on set safely.
Yeah, and not have a broken camera.
Make sure everything shows
That's
up.
That's always nice.
You got one job, Johnny.
Make sure
it all shows up. The next one we have is a production wardrobe truck. So he drives a wardrobe truck. For the wardrobe department.
Yeah. And the thing about wardrobe truck drivers, you sometimes, not wanting to be, but sometimes you become part of
the wardrobe team. They kind of suck you in.
Yeah, because you got to like get everything set up for them in the morning, and then sometimes they're like, oh, we don't need all these wardrobe racks.
Gary,
put these away.
Can you take those back?
Yeah, get rid of those, please.
We don't need 15 wardrobe racks.
But actually, now we need 3. So can you bring 3 back?
I need distilled water for my steamer.
Yeah.
Why are we making old people?
It's just fun.
It is fun.
And I think it all came from Ronaldo.
Yeah, no,
you
Ronaldo,
can thank her.
I like doing that impression.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
What are you doing?
Next one is the craft service.
They are the ones that get you fat on set.
Oh, yeah. Brings the snacks.
Yeah. We have a table all day long of just food.
That's, yep. But
keeps the crew going.
The thing in this industry is that there's always an abundance of food.
Yeah.
If you're working for the right people. Because you also get those shitty budget ones where there's nothing.
Yeah. I worked on a job not too long ago where the crafty was... granola bars.
Sounds great.
Fruit snacks.
Yum.
And water. No sodas. No LaCroix. Just
what about hummus?
Too soon. Too soon. Gotcha. Too
soon. Hummus and pita chips.
Hummus and slimy salami.
Pita bread.
Pita bread.
Next in the line we have is the medic. Mm. That's obvious, right? Mm-hmm. When you get injured, you go see that guy.
That guy or that...
Or the lady.
Yeah. Usually the guy, though.
Patches you up.
Most of the time.
Hey, you need a Band-Aid? I got you.
I got you.
You got a headache? They got it.
You got some Advil. They got sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Emergency.
Mm-hmm. They got dental needs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like floss.
Floss.
Yeah.
If you want a floss
on I was set. Like, you can get a root canal on set. You can get some Invisalign.
Hey, can you give me a quick fill on my molar here?
Can I get a quick teeth whitening while I'm here? We're not going to roll for another 5, so I got time.
You're good, right?
Yeah.
Next one is a studio teacher.
Oh.
We had children on set on this job.
Yeah.
So there's an actual teacher that'll hang out with the kids and actually give them actual schooling while they're not shooting on set.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like the actual teacher. Actually, I have a quick funny story about studio teachers. I was working on this TV show. Actually, I'm sorry. It was a movie. We were shooting in downtown LA. I was driving a pass van because it was non-union. Driving people from crew parking back to set.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the studio teacher gets in the van and goes, no joke, this lady was probably in her 70s-ish. And she's like, honey, can you take me to Union Station, please?
And I'm like, Ronaldo?
I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, yeah, can you take me to Union Station, please? Thank you. And I'm like, lady, this isn't a cab. Like,
oh, it's not?
I could take you to crew parking. She's like, but I have to meet my daughter at Union Station. And I'm like, oh. I wish I could, but...
Oh, dick, Gary.
I mean, I can drive you 5 minutes to crew parking, but not 20 minutes to Union Station.
She
didn't
have her own car? What the fuck?
No, I don't... I'm like, how did you get to set? Yeah, how did you get to crew parking in the morning? Because I picked her up at the parking lot.
Maybe she had dementia.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got here.
I don't know. I was walking down the street and they said, are you a teacher? And I said, yes.
I took the shuttle.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been a teacher, but I am now.
After this, we have just talent and the agency client.
Yeah.
So that runs through the whole call sheet.
Pretty much it. Everyone knows what talent is.
I am talent.
Yeah.
I am the talent now.
We are talented.
That runs down the whole call sheet. You have also editorial.
Yeah. I don't know how to talk about that.
Yeah. Actors. And that's it. Vendors.
Yeah.
There you go. That's an insider tip right there.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, you get a call sheet the night before a job. That basically tells you what your time is and where you have to be.
Your call time.
And who's working on the job.
Make sure you're not late.
Yeah.
You know what the rule is if you're late?
Oh.
Wait, there's a rule. 15 minutes
if
is you're on time if you're 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
If you show up at your call time, you're late.
You're late, yeah.
And if you show up 15 minutes or later after your call time, you're fired.
You're fired. Unless nobody notices.
Yeah, it's true. Unless you just show up, you're like... Yeah. Where you guys been, man? I just built this pop-up over here.
Yeah, they're like, we don't have pop-ups. It's a night shoot.
They're like, what? It's not even call time yet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been busy. I've been doing things, man.
I've been all over the place.
You see that motorhome? I parked it.
You're a Teamster now? Oh, I am today.
Like, yeah. I did everything here.
I've been here.
Sucker. You know what I saw yesterday, Gary?
What's that?
A great movie.
Which one? It was so great, I don't even know what I watched.
It was, I think it's called A Quiet Place.
Oh.
With
That's a great movie.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Where they can't make sounds because they got the aliens?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend and her sister and her niece saw it at the movie theater.
That's such a good movie, dude.
Yeah, we didn't realize exactly how quiet it was.
It is a quiet movie.
Yeah, we got popcorn, and it was just like I felt like people were staring at us the whole time. Exactly. Because the whole movie is like,
it's so quiet.
Yeah, there's like 3 lines of dialogue in
the
whole movie.
Can you imagine shooting that, dude? Everybody, you know, on set had to be super quiet.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just shot with no sound and then added in ADR.
Although it's kind of like when you're rolling anyway, you got to shut people up. But
still, that movie's like quiet the whole time.
Yeah, like soup. They must have had a good like sound mixer and editor.
Yeah, what a great movie, man.
Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, wow. You know what? Another movie that I saw that I didn't like was the one with the comedian chick, the chubby chick.
Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Amy Schumer?
I Feel Pretty or I Look Pretty.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Me and my wife saw it. We're like,
Yeah, me and my girlfriend started to watch it.
No good.
But we never
finished it. We didn't like it. Yeah, I don't think I saw the end. I think my wife saw it, but I was like, I'm done.
I did like the part where she fell off the bike. Yeah, in the gym.
I saw that.
That was pretty funny.
She made a hole.
And then she gets her hair caught on something. That was
pretty
funny.
That's probably one of the only funniest parts.
Yeah. Well, so I'm good then. I saw the movie.
Yeah, you're good.
I saw like the first 15 minutes.
You saw that and you're good.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
I think that's all I saw.
Yeah. Have I seen anything?
Anything good?
Okay. So not a movie, but we just started watching. There's this new Netflix show called 7 Seconds.
Oh.
We only watched the first episode so far, but I'm very intrigued. I want to keep going.
Is it a, what is it, a series?
It's a Netflix show. Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, show.
Oh.
Show.
Oh, I gotta remember this one again. Today is the release of this new animated feature.
Hmm.
It's about a robot. It looks freaking awesome on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the name, but I saw the trailer for it and it looks like...
Looks good?
It looks like... Blade Runner with like Wall-E and all that mixed in animated wise. It looks freaking awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
It comes out today. Gotta check it out.
Nice. I also just started watching the first episode of Jack Ryan, the new Amazon
show. On Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Yeah, me and Basabi watched it first episode. It was good. I liked
really?
It. I liked it a lot.
Oh, it's called Next Gen.
Oh, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it's this animated feature for Netflix. A Netflix film. Actually, I'm watching the trailer right now. Look at that. It looks cool, huh?
Oh, would you look at that?
Would you look at it? Just look
at it.
It
actually does look pretty cool.
It looks freaking awesome, dude. Look at that.
Is animation. This Netflix's first feature?
It might be their first animated feature.
Animated feature.
I think so.
Wow.
Because I don't think they've done a feature before. It's always been like cartoons and like series.
Yeah.
You know, they've because of... Storybots is a series.
It's amazing next how gen, Netflix is like just
Netflix original next gen.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
You don't even need Hulu or anything anymore. It's just Netflix.
I'm thinking about cutting the cable, man.
Oh,
the
I
only
did.
Reason why I still have it is because of the kids' channels and because I can watch the Dodgers.
Yeah, I actually got rid of it. I was so afraid to get rid of it, but I got rid of cable.
Did you?
Probably about 3 years ago.
You cut the cord, as they say.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it, man.
Netflix has so much.
I have Netflix. I have Hulu.
Oh, I have Netflix.
I watch tons of YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I have my other means of...
Yeah.
This thing called Kodi.
Yeah, right. K-O-D-I.
That's all you need, dude. I mean, besides... I mean, local channels, I can always get like...
you get them through the antenna.
Over the air antenna.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it, dude.
Yeah, because I pay
$200 a month.
It's insane. $200 a month is insane.
And I tell them I don't need all this stuff. And they're like, okay, what do you watch? And I go, I watch the Dodgers and I watch these kids shows. Well, you got the cheapest package to watch that.
Yeah. You still need to pay $200 to watch the Dodgers.
Yeah. Because they only made a deal with Spectrum.
It's probably cheaper to just buy tickets to go to the games.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man.
It's so stupid. Yeah, I got rid of cable because it was just like I was afraid to do it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just do it, and it's fine. Everything's on Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix is kicking ass, dude.
It's amazing. And
Netflix wants to open
that,
their own theater. Their own chain of theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was on... I read it online. I think it was Variety.
Oh, that would be...
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they shoot tons of stuff, man.
They're shooting nonstop.
Nonstop. I know...
a lot of content.
My buddy Dan Getz, he's a Teamster. He's on a TV show right now for Netflix.
Okay.
And he says he loves it because it's the budget's great and he's just chill. He does, you know, it's so relaxed and everybody's chilled out and cool and nice.
I've only done one official Netflix feature.
Yeah.
It was like their first feature, XOXO. But then I've done other.
Is that the one about the rave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw with the
Chris D'Elia.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I worked on the whole thing for like 4 months.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other ones I've done haven't been funded by Netflix, but they're on Netflix.
That's probably Netflix bought it.
Yeah, like after the Nightmare was actually the feature where the lady wanted me to take her to Union Station. That's on Netflix. Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool story, bro.
I want to do a Netflix thing.
Yeah.
I want to work at Netflix, actually.
Yeah, that would be cool. I went to Hulu's headquarters once. Where's that? It's pretty nice. Santa Monica.
Because Netflix is Hollywood, right? Right.
Hollywood, yeah.
Heart of Hollywood.
Yeah, Sunset Gower area. Across, yeah, right by Sunset Gower Studios. They shoot at, they took over Siren Studios for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they bought BuzzFeed out.
I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? What are you doing next? You're working the Emmys?
Emmys, yeah. Doing that. And then, I don't know after that.
I'm going to do that Visit California Part 2, baby.
I wish I was on it.
We're going to miss you.
I wish I was there. Yeah. Doesn't sound like I'm going to be on it all.
That's a 3-week job for me.
Traveling.
It's going to be fun. Traveling all around California, seeing all the sweet spots.
Best job ever.
Best job ever, Part 2.
Yeah. Well, I can live vicariously through your Snapchat.
I'll take photos. Yeah. I'll send you a postcard.
Send me a postcard from Big Bear. Not Big Bear. Tahoe.
We're going to... I don't think we're going to Tahoe. We're going to Shasta. Lake Shasta.
Lake Shasta. Like Shasta Cola?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Shasta. And then we're going to President's Choice.
Where's that?
You've never had a President's Choice soda? That was the Shasta of... President's Choice was a super cheap soda that they would sell in the machines outside the supermarkets for 25 cents.
Oh, good deal. That's a bargain.
Like, that was up there. I think Shasta might have been a little bit better quality, but President's Choice was like the... This was before, Ralph started having their own brand.
Yeah.
I think it's Kroger's or whatever
it is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. President's Choice, man.
Walmart used... Oh, yeah, I think they still have it, but Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder.
Mountain Lightning, I think, was the other one.
Yeah. Then they have a Sierra Mist... No, the... What is it? A Sprite knockoff.
Sierra Rain.
Instead of a mist, it's rain.
Yeah. Or they could just put like a tilde on the E.
Actually, you ever see those soda streams
at Big Bath & Beyond? I think those things are so dumb.
And they have those you know what they are because of the name.
Yeah.
They have a Coke one and a Dr. But they changed the name, obviously.
Cola.
Cola. Dr. Pete.
Dr. I wouldn't want to be drinking Dr. Pete's liquids.
Lime soda.
Yeah, lime soda.
They have orange soda. And then they have... Hey!
That was the your honey bake oven. That was the you know what I mean counter.
Know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's your...
That was my easy bake cupcake.
Your easy bake cupcakes are done. I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done. all right. Yeah. You want to
wrap it up? And we got a few guests.
Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah.
Because I confirmed it with someone at the We Have Vane. Are we airing this?
First.
Yeah. Because I got Van Halen coming.
Yeah. Van Halen.
Joel
legendary
coming.
Van Halen.
The legend. And then I got a guy named Joel Schwartz. He's also a legend. He's been in the business for 20 years.
Yeah.
Van Halen, I think, has been doing it over 20 years. 23 years.
Yeah.
So he is for sure booked and coming. We might have... I don't know who's going to be first, but you'll hear one of those two on the next episode next week of Two Guys on Set Podcast.
Yep.
My jet's showing up.
Oh.
I got to go.
Good timing.
Yeah.
At Burho.
I got to drive across the street to Burho. My jet just showed
from NoHo Studios.
Yeah, your chef's over there cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Your private chef.
Yeah, that's how I roll. You know, it's not George because George left.
That's right. Not George. If you want to follow my photography page, it's Jaime.Jeev.Photography on Instagram.
Yep.
Gary, you have a YouTube channel?
Follow my sketch comedy YouTube channel, Sticky Floor.
Sticky Floor. Sticky. We're on every podcast platform. We're on Spotify, iTunes,
Google Podcasts.
If you want to do something good for the day, write us a good review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. We would deeply appreciate it.
And if anybody's interested, there's listener support. If you want to support our sensitive soda habits, You can.
We have a supporter.
Yeah, we have a supporter.
Come in, Caller. In. Caller, go ahead.
I'm calling to support.
I want to support you. That was good timing.
Oh, perfect timing. That would be awesome if you answered and it was like a supporter.
Yeah. Hello, guys. I want to support.
Hi. I want to contribute.
Yeah. Well, if you do want to support us.
This is Bill Gates. I'll give you $100,000.
Oh, I'm in.
That'd be nice. That sounds good. What else? Just send us a good review. If you want any, we have stickers now. So if anybody wants one, give us a review. Send us a DM or an email. twoguysonset@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We'll send that out to you. Yeah. They're pretty sweet. We have. I'm getting the new ones, the circle ones.
Oh.
I ordered them.
Oh,
and
nice.
You have some square ones. So
I got square ones.
We'll tweet those out at twoguysonset on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at twoguysonset. Anything else, Jaime?
I think that's it, dude.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Catch you guys next week.
This has been another episode of Two Guys On Set Podcast.
Yep.
See you, Gary.
See ya.